This is the New England Patriots news feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Tuesday, October 18th, 2016. I'm Michael Lunger, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. Although this is the first week that running back Deion Lewis and guard Trey Jackson are allowed to begin practicing since opening the year on the physically unable to perform list, Patriots coach Bill Belichick said on Tuesday that is unlikely to happen, saying simply, quote, "Probably not this week," end quote. Lewis tore his ACL on November 8th of last year and had a follow-up procedure on the same knee this training camp. Jackson, who has been doing conditioning drills before practices over the past couple of weeks, also had off-season knee surgery. The Patriots moved back to the top of the ESPN.com NFL Power Rankings for Week 7, just barely edging out the 5-0 Minnesota Vikings, who were on a bye last week. The Seattle Seahawks jumped from number 5 to number 3, while the Dallas Cowboys now stand at number 4 after moving up from number 7. The Denver Broncos dropped one spot from last week to round out the top 5. In the NFL.com Power Rankings for Week 7, the top two teams from last week remained the same, with the Vikings at number 1 and the Patriots at number 2. The Cowboys jumped all the way up to number 3 in these rankings, followed by the Seahawks at number 4 and the Atlanta Falcons at number 5. Bill Belichick made an interesting statement during his Tuesday conference call by saying that he is no longer going to use the league-supplied Microsoft tablets on the sideline anymore. Belichick said, quote, "As you probably noticed, I'm done with the tablets. I've given them as much time as I can give them. They're just too undependable for me. I'm going to stick with pictures, which several of our other coaches do as well, because there just isn't enough consistency in the performance of the tablets, and I just can't take it anymore," end quote. Belichick was seen slamming a tablet down on the bench during the Patriots' loss to the Buffalo Bills on October 2nd. And he also spoke about the communication system between coaches in the press box and coaches on the sideline, saying that they, quote, "fail on a regular basis," end quote. He went on to say, quote, "There are very few games that we play, home or away, day, night, hot, cold, preseason, regular season, postseason. It doesn't make any difference when there aren't issues in some form or fashion with that equipment," end quote. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger has officially been ruled out for Sunday's game against the New England Patriots after having surgery for a torn meniscus in his left knee on Monday. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin made the announcement on Tuesday morning and said that fourth-year veteran Landry Jones will get all the practice reps this week and will get the start on Sunday. And finally, Bill Belichick started off his Tuesday morning conference call on a lighter note by announcing that he had become a grandfather for the first time. Belichick opened the conference call by saying, quote, "We have a roster addition to announce this morning, which is a little different than the usual one. The emphasis would be on little. We can add newborn Blakely Rose to the depth chart. She was born this morning to my son Steve and the real MVP, Jen. This is a happy and exciting day for all of us," end quote. Steve Belichick is in his fifth season as a Patriots assistant coach and in his first year as the team's safeties coach. That's it for today's Patriots news feed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSradio.com on Twitter, at CLNSradio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longi for Patriots Newsfeed.